Het is nou 3:00.
Jack and News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria and Mombela 34, Johannesburg 30, Tzaneen 36 degrees.
Okay, couple of issues on the roads. The first of them is a crash. Denver, M2 eastbound, a crash at Denver. And M2 westbound, there's queuing traffic between the Crown Interchange and Main Reef Road.
Johannesburg Water is adamant it's not going to reconnect illegal water connections in Pumla Makashi informal settlement in Lanasia South after disconnecting water operation in the area last month. Residents took to the streets today. Here's Johannesburg Water's Nombuso Shabalala.
This operation was part of the entity's ongoing efforts to address the substantial challenges posed by unauthorized connections to the city's water network, which are also a major contributor to water losses. To date, the entity has deployed 36 water tankers, with an additional 9 planned to be deployed to make the total 45 tankers.
The Mayor of Tshwane, Nasipi Moyo, has announced the 5-year settlement plan with Eskom. This follows debts of around 7 million rand.
To ensure that we continue to meet the obligations set out in the court order, we will focus on revenue protection to ensure that residents who are able to pay their accounts are not allowed to get away with non-payment. This settlement signals a turning point as it allows us to turn our focus towards improving service delivery and enhancing revenue collection systems.
Moya today shared details about the progress of the metro's ongoing recovery process. The Border Management Authority has deployed 69 additional personnel to key ports of entry for service delivery and technical support. Commissioner Michael Masiapato says the deployment of 400 junior border guards has enhanced the Border Management Authority's capacity.
As of this morning, the current status at Libombo Port of Entry is stable, and we are processing both travelers as well as cargo as required. However, we continue to monitor the situation on the Mozambican side. We continue to interact with our counterpart, and therefore, should interruptions arise, we should be able to reassess the activities and the port processes that we do at Libombo on our side.
He adds the authority is expecting more than 6 million people to enter the country through its 71 ports of entry over the festive season. Northwest Police say at least 21 more suspected illegal miners have resurfaced at one of the abandoned mines in Stilfontein as an operation there against illegal mining continues. 17 miners resurfaced at Margate Shaft while 4 others emerged from Shaft 10. One person has also since been hospitalized, as Cliff Shiko reports.
The latest illegal miners to resurface are 12 Mozambican nationals and 9 Zimbabweans. More than 1,200 illegal miners have since resurfaced since October. One of the miners is this 20-year-old Mozambican national who cannot be named. He says it is by God's grace that he managed to reach the surface. He estimates there are about 700 people who are still underground and claims that some have died due to hunger. Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda FM News.
And the South African Weather Service says heatwave conditions are expected across several provinces this week. The Northern Cape and Free States will experience extreme heat until Wednesday, while KwaZulu-Natal, Gauteng, Mpumalanga and Limpopo will be affected until Friday. The service also warns of extremely high fire danger conditions throughout the week. I'm Chanel September. More news at 4.
Thank you very much. Hey, listen, before you duck, do we do advent calendars in your house?
I've always wanted them, to be honest, Alex.
You've
never had one? I've never had one.
Chanel!
Ever. I've always wanted one.
Ay, man. Well, I would give you mine, but for one, there's a problem. See, according to my chocolate advent calendar, tomorrow's Christmas, so... are we going to have to make a plan for Chanel? Come on.
Childhood dreams right here.
Oh, come on. Well, that one we can fulfill. Further details in the news, you know how to find it. Now, where the hit's at.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J. On Jacaranda FM.